With the approach of the Olympics, amateur sports is getting its share of publicity. But professional athletes are never pushed completely out of the picture. South Korean golfer Jae Ahn is causing quite a stir. The 13-year-old Ahn is competing in the New Zealand Open this weekend against the likes of America's grand old man of golf, the 26-year-old Tiger Woods. Ahn isn't the only young player causing a buzz. In about 10 days, a 17-year-old debuts on the American Tour. His name is Ty Tryon, and he recently became the youngest player to earn the right to play on the PGA Tour. Joining us to talk about this upswing in young upstarts is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. So, Tom, who is Jae Ahn?
I don't know, Lisa, but I'm feeling really old. We are just starting to learn about Jae Ahn. He's not quite a household name. I even talked to someone at the Professional Golfers Tour here in America who hadn't even heard of him. What we do know, reports say he's shy, he's well-built, and he's a very good golfer. As you mentioned, he's playing in the New Zealand Open this weekend. The man he played with in the first round, a 41-year-old Australian named David Hill, said, "It's unbelievable. I didn't think at 41 I'd play with someone and be triple their age. I'm not that old." Sounds like he was pleading, really.
Much more apparently is known about Ty Tryon, who's 17. Now, is it surprising that he's qualified for this country's professional tour at such a young age?
Yes and no. I mean, certainly it's surprising just from his age alone. 17-year-olds aren't supposed to be good enough or mature enough to handle the rigors of pro golf. But Tryon already has shown an amazing amount of poise in just qualifying for the tour. It may be an indication that his presence in the pro golf world ultimately won't be that surprising. He performed brilliantly in the grueling qualifying school. It's called Q School, which is legendary for its pressure. And when he made the cut, Ty Tryon said he didn't have much time to celebrate because he had a paper due in a couple of days in his high school class, To Kill a Mockingbird. He had to write a paper on that. So he's obviously a good golfer, but we're also getting indications that he can focus on the right things, that he has the discipline and the maturity. I mean, you talk to those who know him, parents, friends, golf coaches, even agents, and they say he's really a 25-year-old in a 17-year-old's body.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, this is very young. You know, should these young athletes be turning pro? Isn't it something it's wonderful but freakish at the same time?
Well, I know, and what you say, there are a lot of people who believe that, and some of Ty Tryon's friends who are veteran professional golfers who live near him and play with him down in Florida, they say it's ludicrous. They say he'll never survive. It's bad for the game, bad for other youngsters, because it raises unrealistic expectations of fame and fortune, and certainly we've heard the argument that the young athletes are just pawns for desperate parents who want riches and fame through their kids. On the other hand, there are those who believe some kids are indeed athletic prodigies, much like artistic or musical prodigies, and they should be given every opportunity to develop their rare skills.
Well, are we seeing this happen more often with kids or youngsters turning pro? I mean, it's not just Jae Ahn and Ty Tryon. Last year, the Women's U.S. Open in golf had a 13-year-old player, and for the first time ever, a high school kid was drafted first in the NBA draft. So is this just starting to happen more often?
It seems we hear about it more often. That may be just because there's so much more sports media and there's a lot more publicity. Certainly in the NBA, you have seen in recent years more young kids jumping. And I think in golf, you can link these young golfers in particular to the ripple effects of Tiger Woods, who turned pro in 1996 as a 20-year-old, which now seems old. And since then, he set the standard in golf. Frankly, there have always been youngsters pushing against age barriers in sports. I think there are some differences now that perhaps make it more possible for these young people who are pushing to actually break through. You've got a system in place in which sports are so dominant in our society, for better or for worse. The money is so big, sports are everywhere on TV. It's a huge part of popular culture. And this system has grown around that, which identifies these talented kids at a younger age, gets them involved in intense programs earlier. The interesting thing is this process is happening so quickly. You consider, we just talked about Tiger Woods, you consider it seems like just yesterday that Tiger Woods was the prodigy. Now it's Ty Tryon. He's had Tiger Woods' poster on his bedroom wall, and now Ty Tryon is being mentioned as the next Tiger Woods. He has endorsements of reportedly about $1 million. He drives a Lexus to high school. I mean, and now how soon before even younger kids have their Ty Tryon posters and are being mentioned as the next Ty Tryons? It's absolutely dizzying.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.